Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to be the unlimited master of divine creation that you truly are to create the joy, love, well-being, and abundance you desire. You'll find tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality on my website at zakaran.com. So here we go. The most important thing in life is feeling good. Your purpose in life is joy. Your natural spiritual essence, who you truly are, is joy. The only reason you want anything is for the joy that those things will bring you. So the most important thing in life is joy and feeling good. Because feeling good and being happy is all you really want. The only reason you want the lover and the friends and the loving family and the children and the house and the cars and the freedom and the travel and the success and the riches and the fame, etc., is to feel good, to be happy. And the way to get those things according to the steps of creation is you must get happy to attract happy things that match your happiness, that match the vibration of your happiness. Contrary to what humanity typically believes, it is not, when I get things that make me happy, then I will be happy. That's backwards. That strategy is based on the lie of assertion, whereby people believe that good or bad things can assert happiness or a sadness upon them or you. But nothing and no one can assert their goodness or badness or evil, etc., upon you without your vibrational allowance and therefore attraction. And you can prove that to yourself by how, even if someone gives you something good that would normally please you, if you're in a bad mood because of other dramas in life, you can reject that wonderful offer and, of course, continue to feel bad. It doesn't help you. The point is, regardless of external conditions and people, it is always your choice how you will think and therefore react to external conditions and then feel about those external conditions. It's your choice whether you laugh or cry in the face of calamity or fortune. So we have established that the most important thing in life is to feel good, because your natural way of being is pure joy and happiness. And you have the conscious choice to laugh or cry at good or bad things. That means unless you think, say, and do things that make you feel bad, you're going to just naturally feel good 24/7. That means you don't have to do anything to feel good. Just don't do bad feeling things that make you feel bad. And you'll feel good all the time. But the problem is, your trains of thought, all the thoughts you've been thinking for decades and decades, have a lot of old bad feeling momentum. And so, around certain subjects, those old trains keep barreling down the tracks at full speed, seemingly overpowering your thought process and taking you down bad feeling tracks rather than good feeling tracks. And it's really hard to stop those old trains because they have so much old momentum from your decades of negative, limited, doubtful, unworthy, helpless, powerless, big-ass victim, I'm not good enough, etc., thinking about those subjects. Limited thinking keeps momentum of limited thinking going. You've got a lot of old beliefs, which are like trains fueled by repetitive thoughts in limited directions, such as love is hard, and lovers are jealous and insecure, and no one understands me, Or why can't I hold on to a relationship? And money is hard, and riches are hard to come by, and rich people are corrupt, and life isn't fair, etc., etc. Those limited thoughts are fueling your trains of thought to constantly be heading in directions that you don't want to go to. So how do I stop those bloody trains and get them going where I want them to go? How do I get those trains going in positive directions towards what I want? Well, first off, you can't stop the old trains, because your attention upon stopping old trains just adds fuel to their tanks and keeps them going. Instead, you've got to get off of those trains and get on other ones. You got to exit the old limited trains and get on new modern positive oriented trains that are heading where you want to go. It's just like any other train. If you're on a train heading towards Morocco, well, that train is going to go to Morocco. You can't just say, I don't want to go to Morocco. I want to go to Paris. Well, sorry, dude, this train's going to Morocco. So you're going to have to get off that train and get on a different train. So as far as your thinking goes, you've got to think good feeling thoughts about good feeling things. You got to get off of the bad feeling train and get on the good feeling train. And you got to pay zero attention to the old negative limited trains that are not going where you want them to go, and just let them run out of fuel, and then they just stop and then get old and rust and disintegrate. Don't try to change the old trains. Just create new ones. Don't try and change your old life. Just create a brand new one. Don't try and change your old relationships. Just create new, beautiful ones. Don't try and change your old limited beliefs about money, success, wealth, riches, etc. Just create new, unlimited, prosperity-oriented, good-feeling beliefs about money. The point is, always focus on what you do want, not on what you don't want. That is always the message that I bang the drum about constantly. The old trains of thought are fueled by thoughts of unwanted, unlovable, unlikable things. And so stop adding thought fuel to those trains and those tanks going to places you don't want to go. The new trains of thought are fueled by wanted things. So keep adding good feeling thought fuel to their tanks. So they take you to fun things and fun people and fun places and fun situations. Now, when you are on one train and you want to jump off and catch another more positive, good-feeling train, well, the way to slow that old limited train down is with meditation. Meditation cuts off the fuel line, so to speak, of your old train and stops it, so to speak, which gives you a chance to get off at the next station. And then you can get a ticket to a much better train, to a much better destination, using affirmations and visualizations and so forth. So meditation gives you a clean slate, gives you a fresh start, because when you're in a mindless, no thinking state, all trains are paused at the station. And there's nothing to do but wait until departure time. You can't push that train. Meditation gives you a break to decide where you want your train to go. You got to stop the trains first, then decide where you want to go. The old limited train gives you clarity about where you don't want to go. You look up at the arrival and departure board and say, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. Been there, done that. Don't like that. That's no fun. So where do I want to go? That's where affirmations and visualization techniques and similar alignment techniques come in. Because now that you've got some time to literally gather your thoughts, now you can decide what you want and where you want to go based on what feels the best. and affirmations about your desires and visualizing your desires and doing rampages of appreciations about your desires and what you've already created that are wonderful fuels up your new shiny bullet train to Funville. Appreciating the good things you have with rampages of appreciation adds fuel to your Funville train. Thinking good feeling thoughts and talking about good feeling things adds fuel to your train to Joyton. Thinking unlimited positive oriented thoughts about anything and anyone that is easy to like, love, and appreciate adds fuel to your train to Happyville. But thinking limited, judgmental, negative, bad-feeling, doubtful-oriented, lack-oriented thoughts about unwanted, unlovable things, people, and situations adds fuel to your old bad-feeling train to Shitterton and deprives fuel to your good-feeling train to Giggleville. So, the question to ask yourself in every moment of your life, basically, is which train are you adding fuel to with your thoughts? Are you adding fuel to the judgmental, unworthy, helpless, powerless, doubtful, lack-oriented, not good enough, victim-oriented, unwanted, unlovable train to Pooperton that you don't like and don't want and don't want to go to? Or are you adding fuel to the loving, generous, fun, caring, empowered, joyful, prosperity-oriented, unlimited, good-feeling train to Ecstasyville, where you do want to go? It's your choice in every moment. How do I want to feel? How do you want to feel? I want to feel good. Well, how do I feel right now? Well, I feel great. Woohoo! If you feel great, then keep thinking those good-feeling thoughts that have generated those good feelings. Or, I feel like crap. Well, then you better find better-feeling thoughts to think about so you can feel better. It's time to fuel up the good-feeling train and stop fueling up the old bad-feeling trains that are being fueled by negative thinking. Do I want to be right and win this fight so I can feel superior? Or do I want to feel good? Do I really need to judge that person, which never feels good, so I can feel more righteous and better than them? Or do I want to feel good? Because it will never feel good beating someone at a game of intellect or purity or righteousness or religion or spirituality or politics or ethics or morality or winning a fight to prove your superiority, etc. It only feels good to allow others to think and believe as they see fit without your judgment and need for them to change so that you can feel better. No matter what despicable things anyone does or can do or has done, they are in no way lesser than anyone else. There is no difference between the sinner and the saint except for alignment to their natural state of joy and source, or misalignment to their natural state of joy and source. At everyone's core, every single being on earth and in the entire universe, everyone is pure divine source. No exceptions. No one is born wrong, bad, evil, faulty, etc. No one is born the spawn of Satan. Evil people are taught to be that way and decide to be that way by constantly fueling up unwanted trains to unwanted destinations. That is all. They have been choosing to think way too many negative, limited-oriented thoughts. So, feeling good is the most important thing because the purpose of life is joy. And joy is your natural state of being. And the only reason you want anything is for the joy and fun of it. So, fulfill your mission in life by having as much fun as you possibly can down here on planet Earth. That is your mission. Maintain your prime directive that feeling good is the most important thing, which will give you focus to always look for and find and think about good feeling things. meditate to stop the old trains of limitation taking you to places you don't want to go to and attracting things you don't want. And then fuel up your new bullet trains of love and joy and well-being and infinite abundance with positive affirmations and rampages of appreciation and visualizing what you want and talking about and thinking about wonderful things that bring you joy. Do this every day, first thing in the morning, and your old trains of limitation will just die and rust and disintegrate into dust. And your new fun trains will always take you to more fun places and more fun people and more fun riches and more fun adventures and more fun food forever and ever and ever. That's it. I've just given you the master keys of enlightenment, the master keys of joy, the master keys of creating what you want. So I hope you enjoyed my podcast. The most important thing in life is feeling good. And it helped you realize your divine purpose in life, which is to be happy. And have fun creating more fun stuff in your life. The purpose of life is joy. The purpose of life is joy. And if you would like more training, more amazing alignment training that will help you create what you want and be happy all the time, and be aligned to your source and attract your desires to you and have wonderful relationships and be healthy, wealthy, and happy, then I recommend my Master Keys of Success and Daily Success Rituals audio and video series available at Master Keys of Success. Of course, there will be a link to it on this video or this podcast. And the Master Keys of Success is jam-packed full of insanely amazing master keys of creation, master keys of attraction, master keys of alignment to help you attract the joy, love, well-being, and abundance you desire, to help you just have an absolutely amazing, ecstatic life. So just go to masterkeysofsuccess.com. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Pretty Please, and my podcast channel, The Master Keys of Creation. Come visit me at zakiron.com for tons more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality to literally make all your dreams come true. My name is Zakiron, and I'm here to help you remember that you are an unlimited master of divine creation, and you have the power and the freedom to unconditionally create the joy, love, well-being, and abundance, and tons of fun that you desire. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast. I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to always make life a holiday. Woohoo!